Exclusive video, pro-Palestinian insurrectionists occupy Federal House Office building in Washington, D.C. By Wendell Hasebo and Bradley J. on October 18, 2023. About 100 pro-Palestinian insurrectionists occupied a Federal House Office building in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, chanting "Ceasefire now and let Gaza live." The insurrectionists, many who wore face masks and dressed in black and flew a banner demanding that Israel stop defending itself from rocket attacks against civilians, occupied the ground floor of the Cannon Office Building, one of three main buildings where congressional staff and lawmakers work. Representative Rashida Tlaib was leading the protest. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, was on the scene and noted a double standard between the pro-Palestinian insurrectionists and the protesters on January 6. "There's an insurrection happening now on Capitol Hill," her video caption read of the event. "They are claiming they want peace but they want money to go to terrorists. Watch video here, credit, Bradley J. Breitbart News." Green said she did not know why Capitol Police allowed the insurrectionists inside the building. "I don't know," she replied to an individual in the video. As the insurrection continued, photos show Capitol Police apprehending the insurrectionists and removing them from the building. Watch video here, credit, Bradley J. Breitbart News. If it wasn't obvious yet, insurrection. When conservatives demonstrate, protest, when liberals demonstrate, said conservative commentator Luca Cacciatore. Fox News correspondent Chad Bergram posted a photo of Representative Brandon Williams, RNY, standing silently with an Israeli flag as the pro-Palestinian insurrection played out below. The protest came after a hospital in Gaza was blown up on Tuesday. After the blast, multiple pieces of evidence emerged from the Israel Defense Forces and the media that suggested the blast was an errant rocket fired by Hamas, not an Israeli airstrike. Several leaders also rushed to blame Israel for the hospital blast, even though multiple pieces of evidence suggested the contrary as authorities gathered information. Among them was Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Radical Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.